Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan. Keith, we'll go straight into it. And Harps played out a 1-1 draw with Longford Town on Friday night. What do you make of that game?
Yeah, look, I think it's extremely disappointing from a Harps point of view. It would have been one where they would have been looking to get all 3 points. The way the game panned out, I suppose, the manner in which they conceded the goal to put them 1-0 down, you know, it seemed for everyone in the world that it was an offside. Dobbs was standing in an offside position. Aaron Dobbs was standing in. A header in from Robinson, and it's almost like everyone stopped because they assumed that he was so far offside. He ends up putting the ball in the net. The linesman raises his flag, as we all thought he would do, to give the offside, but the referee overrules him, and Harps go 1-0 down. So you could see from the Harps point, the Harps players' point of view, they all thought it was offside as well, and you know, a few frustrations ended up in a couple of yellow cards and that, but it was, as I say, extremely frustrating from everyone's point of view. You know, I've never seen a goal like that given. I know, had I been playing in the same game, I could have picked up almost a yellow card myself. I was screaming and shouting all things at the TV, couldn't believe it. But there you go, that's the look that Harps seem to be getting at the moment. You know, there was a penalty decision maybe that they could have got on Monday night down in St Pat's, which they didn't get as well. So, you know, it is extremely frustrating for the players and the management and the fans for that. But all credit to Harps, they turned it around. They went and scored 5 minutes later. Tunde O'Leary does really well. Barry McNamee gets inside the box, and his team effort fell to O'Leary, and he took it away very nicely. So, you know, very easy in that position to heads to go down, you know, to concede such a frustrating goal, if you want to say it. But great reaction from them. You know, going in at the break, 1-1. Second half, they did really well, you know, created a few chances, end up getting a penalty, which Barry McNamee took. Unfortunately, the keepers guessed the right way and saved it. So I suppose when you have penalties, you know, it's when you don't take those opportunities after doing really well and getting back into the game, that will be frustrating. But again, I suppose Longford, one of the teams below Harps, a point, you know, keeps them down, and you know, just keeps Harps, I suppose, where they are.
Yeah, and then Ollie admitted after the game that Harps needed to get better. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say. I think, you know, that real spark that they showed at the start of the season, you know, is kind of doesn't seem to be there at the moment. I think it's just can be the tough grind of the League of Ireland, and you know, when you're travelling to all these games and again not being a full time side, but there shouldn't really be any excuses at this stage. You know, I think the players know themselves that they're not really, you know, that they haven't reached the heights or maintained the heights that they started the season with. You know, every game is getting more difficult as the, you know, as teams, you know, we're kind of coming to the halfway stage now of the league, you know, and everyone is, you know, has had a good look at each other. But yeah, they'll want to improve. You know, still a couple of, you know, errors throughout the game where they would like to have done better. You know, the second half especially, I thought Johnny Dunleavy had, you know, has done really well and probably the standout player in the second half for Harps. You know, a real solid defensive display from him. You know, a couple of last ditch tackles, you know, and a couple of you know, great clearances for Johnny. Like, you know, so to have that experience from him was crucial in there. But I think it's time for a few of them to step up now as well, and you know, try and push forward and maybe try and put the last few weeks behind them.
Yeah, moving away from Harps, then Dundalk, they ended Derry's unbeaten run on Friday night with a 2-1 win. What did you make of that one?
Yeah, I suppose the Dundalk, you know, have tried to get a bit of stability back in there, bringing back in Vinnie Perth, and you know, Dundalk still have a lot of quality players in there. So I suppose it's just trying to get the right mix and trying to get them playing the right way. Chris Sheaves, their captain, you know, departed there as well. That was his last game. He headed off to Linfield up in the Irish League. So it'll be a similar test for him up there. Obviously, you know, Linfield's a really quality side, and you know, used to winning leagues and cups up there. But getting to the game, you know, it was one where, you know, Dundalk sort of took a 2-0 lead, and then, you know, Derry were sort of getting back into it. Derry have been doing really well of late, you know, as we mentioned there when I was speaking to Jeremy on Friday, where he's come in, Ray Higgins has come in and got them playing really well, and you know, has that good mix of youth and experience, and you know, they did well, almost got back into the game. They got one back through their captain, Owen Toll, but just time ran out on them, and you know, but they'll bounce back next week, no problem. They have a home game against Waterford, so they'll be looking to get back to winning ways with that.
Yeah, as you mentioned, then Derry play Waterford next, and Waterford themselves, they earned a point against joint leader St Pat's. Are Waterford starting to come into a wee bit of form?
Yeah, well, you know, they've got their new manager in there. Mark Bersham's come in, and, you know, he'll obviously shake things up. I think, you know, Pat's went ahead early on in the game through Matthew Smith in the first 10 minutes, you know, and then going down to 10 men, obviously, worked in Waterford's favour. Young Alfie Lewis, a lad who's come over from West Ham, you know, he's been doing really well for them of late. Picked up a straight red on 20 minutes. So, you know, obviously give up Waterford an opportunity to get back in the game, and he did just before half time with a goal from Shane Griffin. So, yeah, you know, we're starting to see a wee bit of spark from them, and like going up to Derry, obviously at the Ryan McBray won't be an easy game for them, and you'd hope that Derry would pick up 3 points there.
Yeah, well, I was just going to mention that with Harps' poor run and what looks to be a wee bit of form coming from Waterford, would you be worried that Harps could be dragged into that relegation fight?
Well, when you see only 7 points of a difference, you know, and obviously the next game, you know, coming up for Harps is Drogheda, but then the week after that they have Waterford themselves. So, you know, you would want to be trying to put a bit of daylight between them. Obviously, as the gap is 7 points at the minute. You know, any more defeats or any more, you know, I think Harris will be looking over their shoulder, but then at the same time, they will be looking up because, you know, Derry's only 2 points ahead of them, and Dundalk is only 4 points ahead of them. So a win can mean a massive difference. You know, it can jump you up a place, but then a loss at the same time, you know, you don't want to be dragged into that bottom two after the start that Harps have had.
Yeah, a win could do anything in the league at the moment. Shamrock Rovers, they dropped points on Friday also. They drew with Drogheda.
Yeah, Shamrock Rovers of late have been, you know, a bit of a stumble. You know, they drew and they lost the week before that as well. So, you know, when you look at Shamrock Rovers and the type of players that they have, you know, and the type of players that they added to their squad this year, I think people were kind of saying it was the league was over before it started. Obviously, Pats have shown really well, and, you know, are right up beside them on 35 points as well as our Sligo. Again, it would have been a frustrating night for Shamrock Rovers with a really good draw on a side that, you know, that have dipped of late after coming off a heavy defeat to Bowes there 2 weeks ago. So, you know, they were obviously looking to try and stifle that and try and add that bat on. It was a game of two penalties, Burke for Shamrock Rovers after 20 minutes, and then Chris Lyons came off the bench to score a penalty for Drogheda just on the hour mark. So a great point for Drogheda. You know, obviously it'd be frustrating for Shamrock Rovers only having won two of their last seven games. So it's definitely a dip in form for them. And, you know, when you look at their squad, there shouldn't be really any excuses there for them.
Yeah, Keith, and with Shamrock Rovers and St Pat's dropping points, Sligo Rovers, they made the most of it. They beat Bowes 4-0. Were you impressed by their performance?
Yeah, you know, great performance from Sligo. You know, a great obviously Bowes just kind of nipping at their heels there. And then Sligo able to, you know, put a bit of daylight between them as well and join Pats and Rovers on 35 points. I think the story of the night was about young Jack Kenny, who scored a hat-trick after finishing his leaving cert there, the young 18-year-old who managed a goal earlier on the season against Harps, and then managed three last night, one early on, and then kind of two either, the last two either side of De Vries' goal as well. So, you know, massive statement there from Sligo. You know, Bowes coming in there, you know, on really good form, you know, having lost any in their last five games. And then Sligo, you know, romp emphatically putting 8 points between them and Bowes. So a real statement there from Sligo with that result last night. So very much, you can almost see the league breaking off now. We have the top three of Pats, Rovers and Sligo. And then, you know, 7-8 points then between, you know, themselves, sorry, Bowes as well, and then kind of Drogheda and Dundalk. But, you know, there's still a long way to go, still half of the season, over half a season to play. But at the moment, very much a three-horse race there at the top.
Yeah, and finally, Keith, do you reckon that Sligo can keep up the pace with St Pat's and Shamrock Rovers, considering they have Europe to play very soon?
Yeah, well, I suppose they can all have Europe to play at some stage. Obviously, Pat's done, I don't think so. Yeah, Sligo now have another game, I think, then they play there. Icelandic team. I'm not really going to try and go the pronunciation for you or give it a go, but I know they're playing an Icelandic side and their first game in Europe. So, yeah, look, it's great to have that European football you know, to look forward to as well. It can be a nice break, you know, from the the whole league setup. Like, so that'll be great for those players, great for the young lads, and obviously young Shane Blaney as well there, and for Sligo played the last night as well. So great experience for him, and all the best to him with that.
Yeah, certainly. Best of luck to them on that. Thanks, Keith, for joining us today on Sunday Sport.